Mental health experts say the devil will be in the detail of the government's long-term pathway to mental well-being, Kia Manawanui. But the nitty-gritty seems to be missing from the document, and experts warn little will change unless the plan's developed. Here's reporter Kim Moody.
The 10-year plan released last month aims to tackle the causes of mental distress in Aotearoa. It's part of the government's wider response to the He Ara Oranga inquiry back in 2018, with an oversight group set to monitor its performance. Mental Health Foundation Chief Executive Sean Robinson says Kia Manawanui is the first step.
He Ara Oranga is the name of the story. Kia Manawanui is another chapter, but it's part of that same story. And the big story is the thing that gives me hope. Kia Manawanui being back on track with that, you know, gives me hope. But the next thing is we need to see it put into practice.
It sets out short, medium and long-term actions for the government to take, but it's been criticised for not including milestones to meet. The foundation suggested a rolling action plan set every 2 years with clear aims such as boosting the availability of services and staff numbers.
I think we should be saying, okay, homelessness is a major issue. You know, we've just seen a good, you know, hopeful policy change about addressing housing issues in New Zealand. We need to draw the links with justice. Mental health issues within the prison system are huge. So let's actually say, you know, what is being done in that prison system to address the issues.
Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission Chair Hayden Wānor says instead of setting targets, an action plan could be formed by working backwards from an end goal.
Let's get a good process going around how we could define and describe what success could look like would be a good starting point. And then working back from that point and saying, well, over what time period can we achieve something and what would we put in place to determine when we're on track or not. And then in that process, also define who's responsible for doing what.
And how will we know if the mahi is making a difference?
Let's talk to the people. Let's talk to the people who have lived experience, to the whānau, to people on the front line, and use those forums to be able to describe what success looks like.
Sean Robinson says success will show in the level of well-being in the community, which is very different to the level of mental illness.
For my well-being, as someone living with bipolar, if I could not get access to medications or to specialist health services when I need them, or to counselling or therapy at times when I need them, that would definitely undermine my well-being. But also, if I couldn't work, if I wasn't able to find a job, and if I didn't have enough money to keep a roof over my head and food on my table and a reasonable level of participation in the community for me and my whānau, that would undermine my well-being.
Director of Social Work at the University of Auckland, Dr. Barbara Staniforth, warns all political parties need to be on board to tackle the challenges that will take generations to overcome.
We need to start together at the formation stages. We can't just rely on a policy being put forward that's linked just to one party, that's been developed exclusively by one party, that we know by virtue of that having gone that way that the other parties are going to oppose it. So we really need to see governments working together and parties working together right from the beginning.
An external oversight group will monitor the government's performance, and advocates are keeping a close eye on its next steps. Sean Robinson says the public are demanding change.
The people in New Zealand are not going to let this issue go away. There is far too much concern about it, and any politician that chooses to ignore mental health now would do so at their peril. They would be absolutely destroyed at the ballot box.
Health Minister Andrew Little has said the mental health system was neglected under the national government, and fixing it is a massive task.